starts haven't been necessarily the forte of this group early on in this season. Is it, what do you look for early on, especially having had most of this week off?
To come out hard. I mean, we've had 4 days to rest up and work on stuff in practice, so we should have a lot of energy out of the gates and have a good start. And I think the goal for us right now is to try and put together a full 60 minutes and play a complete game, so we're still looking to do that.
What did you find the emphasis to be this week? The emphasis this week in practice?
Just to work on our defensive game and our D zone, trying to limit scoring chances. You know, our record is pretty good right now, but we're still giving up a lot more than we want to. We've had, you know, multiple 40 shot, you know, against, and we're just trying to take away chances, take away, you know, their time of possession and work on our D zone.
Back to starts. That was, hot starts were your signature last year. Are you guys able to put your finger on what's a bit different this year?
Not really, but I think we'll be okay. I mean, last game, we came out really hard. It was one of our best starts of the season against a good team, and you know, we just couldn't hold that pace for the rest of the game, and they kind of turned it on. So I think if we come out of the gates hard and try and keep our foot on the gas for the whole game, I think it's going to be good for us.
I know that's always the goal, to play a full 60 minutes, but it can't be that easy because you see teams fall off all the time. Is it a situation where you kind of have to hedge your bets and give a little bit more effort at this time and save some for another time?
I don't think so. I think you try and play the same way all through the game. I think the big thing is just how momentum can shift during a game. I mean, if they score a goal, you know, then they got that extra jump in their legs and they got more puck possession. So, I mean, it kind of goes like that back and forth throughout the game. We just want to try and, you know, have more of those.
In your mind, what's the key to shutting this team down?
I think the biggest thing against these guys is probably trying to stay disciplined and kind of keeping an eye on their top guys. They got some really skilled guys that can put the puck in the net, and a good power play. So the biggest thing for us is probably trying to stay out of the box tonight.
Brian, they were in the Stanley Cup final last year. Does that change your view of them in any way?
Not really. I mean, we know how good of a team they are. Everyone watched the playoffs last year, saw how good they are. But, I mean, we play against good teams all the time, and, you know, these guys are no different. We're not going to treat them any different. I enjoy it. I mean, the coach likes to put our line against the tough matchups and the good players, and, you know, we've seen a lot of that the last couple of years playing against some of the best players in the league on any given night. So Stamkos is just another, you know, top guy that we got to play against.
You talked a lot about their forward group, but their defense corps seem to be on the up and up. How do you prepare for the challenges that they present?
You know, I think the biggest thing for us is not to just overthink and overanalyze the game tonight. You know, we're coming off a four-day a break, and we want to be sharp out of the gates. And I think more the focus is going to be how we come out and play, rather than trying to worry about, you know, who they have on their roster.